Empower Radio presents The Miracle of Healing with Lisa Campion. Meet healers, learn different modalities, and hear empowering stories of people on their healing journey. The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Lisa Campion.
Hello, I'm Lisa Campion, and this is The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio, where conscious people come together to explore the world of healing and heal the planet, one person at a time. Today we have a fantastic guest who is going to share with us this phenomenal healing modality that's it's so beautiful, it's so elegant, it's so powerful and simple. We have Alexis Brink, and she's the president of the Jinshin Institute in New York City. And she's been practicing Jinshin, the art of Jinshin, since 1991, and has written this phenomenal book called The Art of Jinshin, which is really a fantastic guide for this very powerful and very accessible healing modality that can really allow people to work on themselves, which I think is so fun. So welcome to the show, Alexis. Thank you for being with me today.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you. So happy to be here.
Yeah, I am too. And I'm so happy that you're really... You know, I've been in the healing arts for the past 30 years, and I've practiced learned every modality that's come around, and you know, I do Reiki, and I've never heard of Jinshin. Like, where has it been? And why am I only hearing about it now? I wish I had met you in the 90s. I would have loved to have been there at the beginning with you.
Yes, and I was lucky enough to be introduced to it about 30 years ago when I was an indoor dancer. And I was guided to it, and I learned to do some simple holds on myself. And I just loved it so much that I decided to really devote my life to it. And so this is 30 years later. And the reason why I wrote this book is to let people know about it, because, you know, it is similar to acupuncture. It is a form of energy medicine. Instead of needles, we use our hands. So it's very easy to do on yourself and be very effective and specific to whatever you need, so whatever symptoms or labels you have. And even if you go to a practitioner, it's just a wonderful treatment. Well, sometimes the needles with acupuncture, they can be kind of a little bit scary.
Right.
It's just a really wonderful treatment.
Now, does it use, like, I know acupuncture uses the meridian system, like, which is really an ancient system the Taoists and Chinese medicine people came up with thousands of years ago. But when I was reading your book, it seems like the founder of the creator of this energy medicine style wasn't using the traditional meridian system. Is that true?
He used acupuncture himself as well, and the pathways that we use in Jinshin Jitsu are very similar to the meridian, but he did a lot of research on himself and a lot of research all the way around, so they are slightly different, but mm-hmm. they are very similar. So it works in a very similar way, and it is very much related to the ancient traditions.
I see.
He did a lot of research with ancient texts and the Kojiki records and treating a lot of people, and doing research on himself and on others in Japan. So, mm-hmm. yes, the foundation is the same, but then he created his own system.
I see.
About the 1940s, yes.
Right. It's so funny because his origin story is so similar to the story of Yusui Sensei, the guy who started Reiki, and that it seemed like they have kind of a similar vibe and a similar story. They lived sort of even there at the same time. I just was struck by a similarity between their two stories.
Yeah.
So it's not exactly like Reiki. Reiki is really using, you know, we're not using the meridians for the most part in Western Reiki, although in Japanese Reiki they do. So Reiki is more of a free flow of energy, and it sounds like your system is like using light touch of your fingers to release trapped energy in specific areas. Is that more of a description?
It is. So it's very specific. When I treat somebody, I will listen to their pulses and read their body, see what's going on exactly. And so it's a very individual treatment. So if somebody, we always go to the cause of the project. So somebody comes in with a symptom, let's say they have migraines, So from one person to the next person, I may find a difference of where the cause is. Why do they have it? And right. The reason why it's good to go to the cause is because you relieve it on a causal level so that the symptom doesn't come back or that it doesn't turn into something else.
So I love how in your book you call them a project. It's not a problem. It's a project.
Exactly. So when I came in with my hurt knee, my teacher said to me, the woman who became my teacher, Philomena, she said to me, so what is your project? And because projects are fun to work with.
Yeah.
And they change and we can help it ourselves. So it's very empowering actually to ourselves to know that you can help your own project, whatever it is. You learn about it, you understand it, and you learn about why it's there. So the art of ginseng is really a self-study and getting to know all about yourself and then help yourself, which is very wonderful.
And does it work on emotional stuff too, or is it really only working on the physical plane?
Yes, it works on the emotional stuff as well. It's yeah. really the body, mind, spirit connection. Mm-hmm. And yep. it's interesting, I'm actually at a psychology conference this week, which is very interesting to me as well, to see where it all falls in place. And the emotions are so important to harmonize the body and the energetic body as well, because emotions are all good, but when they get stuck and they don't move, that's when they can cause trouble. Mm-hmm. And so in ginseng, we have this very easy way to release that and move the emotions. And that's by holding the fingers mm-hmm. one at a time. And each of the fingers helps a different emotional attitude.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah. So, for example, if you hold your thumb, you help to harmonize the emotion of worry.
Mm-hmm. And is that why babies, why babies suck their thumb?
Yes, exactly, because they sell food, and the thumb also helps the digestive system. It helps the stomach and spleen energy. It helps for adults. It helps if you can't sleep, if you have insomnia, holding the thumb will help. And if you notice why you cannot sleep, it has to do maybe because you worry too much or you're thinking about something. And so to hold your thumb, you help to calm that down.
Mm.
So, yes, it's a bit, you know, as a matter of fact, we're all born with this innate knowledge, really. And so when you see a baby sucking their thumbs, in a way, it is they're giving themselves a dose of attention.
That's cool. Yeah, you told a story in your book about sort of noticing people on the subway that were holding on to their arms in a particular way that might comfort stress, or that you know, once you learn these positions, you would notice even adults kind of instinctively doing some of the positions.
Yes, yes. So ginseng just really brings an awareness to what we already know. And if you think, for example, sometimes people will touch the top of their shoulder, they place their hand on top of the shoulder, and that actually helps to relieve stress. And that's probably exactly what they need at that moment. Mm. So ginseng just to really bring an awareness of what we already know. It's like, okay, I have a cold or a flu. I'm going to the top of my shoulder blade. And what you feel then is you will feel a tight spot or a congestion in that area. Mm-hmm. And when that releases, the energy can flow freely again in the body, starts to flow, and then the body can heal itself.
Wow.
So that's the basic concept also, is that when the energy flows correctly, and that is the same with Reiki, or any energy modality, mm-hmm. when the energy can flow freely, then the body can heal itself. And so it's really a natural part of our being.
Right. Yeah, and can you tell a story maybe to give an example? You have a lot of great stories in your book about how it works, and how I think there's a lot that when you really train your students and your practitioners to observe the body in a very particular way that I thought was quite interesting.
Yes, so we read the body. For example, if there's a raised shoulder, if one shoulder is up, I can go to the opposite knee to to help really to let go of that shoulder tension. So there's all these kind of things in the book that, indeed, back to the book, I have 70 symptoms. What do you do for this? What do you do for that?
Right.
So that's very helpful. And there's also a lot of daily routines because, of course, it is ultimately about keeping your body healthy and balanced. Now, a lot of people come to this, of course, when they have a project. They come to me as a last resort or for 15 years or 20 years. But it's surprising to see, and I'm still in awe myself after 30 years of practice, how quickly the body transforms, and when the energy starts to move, how it releases and deeply heals. And so I'm giving you all the tools how to do that. And, you know, Jinshin can be a lifetime study, or it can be as simple as holding a finger.
Mm-hmm.
And people ask me, it's really where we connect to universal energy, which probably makes sense to you as a practitioner, to the bigger source.
Mm-hmm.
And so how we access this is by listening to the call. So let's say you hold your index finger, right? If you just hold it for a minute there,
mm-hmm.
and you take a few breaths, what happens is you will feel a pulsation in your finger. And that's when the energy starts to move. So by holding the index finger, you help to harmonize the emotion of fear or anxiety. And you hear a lot of that today.
Yeah.
A lot of fear and anxiety. So simply by holding this index finger, you will help to harmonize that. And when you hold it for a few minutes, you will start to feel better. It's really aligning our energy back into rhythm with the bigger energy.
And I noticed in the book it talks about we have these two forms of energy, universal energy and also sort of our personal energy. And that was interesting. That was the first time I really heard that concept, because you're right, with Reiki we're working with only the universal energy.
Well, I mean, the thing is, you're also working with the individual energy, because the person that you're treating, or if you're treating yourself, it is their individual energy, right?
But
then you bring it back into rhythm, universal energy, and that's where healing occurs. And so for it, when people take yoga, you have the whole asana practice, and in the end, when you do shavasana, which is when you're just lying to relax, your body is exhausted, and your emotions are calm, your mind is calm, and that's when the energy starts to flow, and it is in rhythm with this universal energy. And, you know, why do we get out of harmony? It's because of our lifestyle, because we are in a human body, and that's all good. You know, we're not, maybe when you die, we go back completely into universal energy, but when we have a body at this stage of where we are, then we have to deal with it, and we have to deal with our lifestyle and our genetic predispositions and diet and trauma and all these things. And those are the things that can cause disharmony for the individual energy. Does that make sense, Lisa?
Yeah, thank you. That was a fantastic, fantastic explanation. I loved it. It was really good. I was like taking notes. I'm like, oh, the next time I talk about Reiki, I'm gonna talk about it that way, because that was really great. Now, I'm curious too, because I think you have like certain, individual positions, like a position you can do for, like you said, a migraine or for anxiety or for grief or for a headache or something. But there are also like flow positions that you do. They're like their whole like a sequence of positions that are meant to unblock the pathways. Can you talk a little bit about the flow positions?
Yes. So there's the 12 organ function flows that I put in the book as well. So they are complete pathways. So when somebody, for example, is very depleted and their energy is very empty and they're very tired, you can either hold the palm of your hand, but if you want to take it a little further, you can give yourself a spleen flow, which is a sequence of steps to help the spleen energy. And the spleen energy gives energy fundamental energy to all the other organs. So you can take this as far as you like, from holding a finger to creating a complete daily routine. And most of my clients do. I give them certain flow patterns to do or certain quick holds, and then they start to experiment with it, because we also change a lot. Like, there's maybe a time in your life where you're very tired or where you need to boost your immune system, and then you can do a spleen flow. But then there's other times where you're more aggravated and angry, and you want to either hold your middle finger or do a liver flow. And the body will tell us. Sometimes people say, oh, you know, I wake up every night at 3 a.m. So that's the liver flow talking. The liver flow takes the lead at 3 a.m. So the body will give us all these messages. And so when you understand more about it, then you can more effectively and directly go to what you need. So I put in the book a lot of different levels that you can work at, and all are great and all are effective. It's better to hold a finger than do nothing at all.
Right.
You know? And you can do this anytime and anywhere, when you're waiting somebody's office, or when you're sitting on the subway, or when you're watching a movie in the movies, it's a great time to do. Or there are flows that you can do first thing in the morning before you get out of bed, that will set you up for the day, like the main center source. I don't know if you saw that one.
Yeah.
That's the one that I myself do every day, for sure, every day. And sometimes when I wake up in the middle of the night, it will help you to fall back asleep.
Right. And they don't take very long, I imagine. Like, how long does it take to do a flow?
You can take 20 minutes to do a flow, 20 minutes or less. And you can also do a couple of steps. You know, Jin Shin is an art. So it's a creative process, and whatever works for you. So the technique is vast. Like, for me, it's a lifetime study. I've never even studied anything else, because I'm still learning this, understanding it on different levels. Because then astrology gets involved, and numerology, and colors, and musical notes, and all of that. So it's very much all inclusive.
That's pretty cool.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
And then you can use it as easy as holding the fingers to go back to that.
Yeah, so you have like a whole chapter on mudras, and different mudras. Which is that's what you mean by holding the fingers, and not only holding the fingers, but putting your hands in specific positions. And I know the acupuncture points have a lot of the terminal points to the acupuncture points are in the fingers. Is that why the hands and the fingers work?
Yes, that's one of the reasons why they work. It's because all of the organ functions, the 12 organ functions, their beginning or ending points are often in the fingers or toes. So that's definitely a reason. Each finger also represents two different organ functions. It's all on many different levels of manifestation, so that's where it gets a little complicated, your question. But each finger helps two organ functions. Like I said, the thumb will help stomach and spleen energy. So if you want to boost your immune system, or if you want to help your digestion, you can just simply hold your thumb and just hold it gently for a couple of minutes, and then you feel the energy start to move and help the stomach energy.
Wow.
So it's very powerful, really. And very simple, which is one of the beauties of it, how simple it is, right? I mean, when you look at the book, isn't it? I was really
very simple
to make it very simple and accessible to anybody. Like, you can start anywhere with this practice. When you hold a finger, you're practicing Jin Shin.
The book is actually, it's beautiful. I mean, the photographs are beautiful and very accessible, warm. I mean, it's a friendly, happy, comforting kind of book. I like the pictures, and I thought they were really
nice. Thank you. Because, first of all the people that are in it, they are real people. They're not models. They're all people that are involved. So they're either clients, or my children are in there as well. And friends, and so everybody in this book knows and likes Jinshin and practices Jinshin Jitsu.
Oh, that's great.
And then the cover picture and the chapter pictures were taken by my best friend and photographer, Marika. It was all very, very thought out. I put my heart in this, really. Yeah.
And what would be something that we could, like, if we were, you know, somebody who was listening that had a headache, what's a good quick one that you could do for a headache?
Yeah, so the basic principle is once the energy is stuck above the waves, like something like, for example, a depression or a headache, you want to bring the energy down. So you can hold a point, we call them safety energy locations. Mm-hmm. You can hold SEL below the waist. So you can hold the big toes, because mm-hmm. holding the big toes will bring the energy down.
Right.
So that's just a simple thing to do. It's always the balance between what's above and what's below the waist, and the right side and the left side of the body. It's always balancing right and left.
I was going to ask about that, because that's a big thing in the energy medicine school that I teach in, is the right and left side. So the right side being the yang side, the masculine side, and the left side being the yin side. So is that the same in Jinshin?
You're getting a little bit in the technique now, but in effect for the organ functions, it's the same. We have another level that we look at actually before it becomes the energy pathway. And truthfully, I worked mostly with that myself.
I see.
When you look in my book, there's mm-hmm. the first three flows. You see them? It's the first three, they're called. They're the main center source and the supervisor and the mediator. Those are source energy, and they are always perfect and indestructible. And they are on a less dense level. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but they are directly source energy, so they're not the energy pathways yet, mm-hmm. but eventually they become. So we work on that level as well. But that sounds very complicated, and it's a little bit harder to understand.
Right.
But if you pick up this book, you can just start to practice it, and then you feel it.
Yeah, it looks.
I just wanted to mention something about the safety energy location.
Yeah.
There are 26 on the right side and 26 on the left side of the body. So in acupuncture, there's over 300 points that they use. So we just use the 26.
Wow.
And if those 26 are open, then there is harmony in the body. So when I treat people, there's always, I can find some that are tight and or congested. And that stops the free flow of energy. So by holding them, you open it up, the energy can flow, and the body will heal itself.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
So,
Do you have a quick story you can share about somebody who really had an experience?
I also shared this in the book, and it's actually about my son. He called me. He's 19, and he called me from college, and Mom, this is guy that collapsed. What can I do? So I said, okay, Tyler, just sit with him and hold the back of his head. And then he said, oh, it's okay. The EMS is coming in. I said, you know, just stay with him. And because those take the EMS a while before they get to him. So a few minutes later, I get a text from him, and he says, I did it. So the guy was fine. He completely came back. So,
wow,
you know, that's
amazing.
A fun story.
Yes. Yeah.
And there's a few more stories in the book that are like 911 stories. But then I also have stories like my neighbor, he came to see me for a session, and he had a shoulder project, and he said, it's so old, it's 15 years, I wake up every night in pain, and just after one session, it's completely changed, and he didn't wake up with that pain.
Hmm.
So, you know, it's very dramatic. And then some projects are deeper. I work a lot with people who are on cancer treatment, like they get chemotherapy and radiation, and they learn how to maintain their immune system and balance the blood counts and just have more energy and less nausea. And so it's very empowering to be able to help yourself in these simple ways. And Honestly, I just love it. It's really my passion and very important part
and
of my life.
How can people find your book? And I know you have an institute in New York City where you teach this. So how can people find a practitioner, your book, and the institute?
Yeah, so I have an institute called Jinshin Institute. It's J-I-N-S-H-I-N, institute.com. And so you can send an email to support@JinshinInstitute.com. And we'll answer you whatever questions you have. There are practitioners really all over the world. And then I have a very lively Facebook page. And I do a lot of practice circles. And we go live. And I do body readings to explain what's going on. And then I have webinars and all kinds of things. So if people want to learn more, I also teach self-help classes by webinar. Mm. And so people can just go to our institute and see what activities we have. And the book is on Amazon. So
great.
Or in your local bookstore.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today, Alexis. It was fantastic. And I'm so happy to have discovered the art of Jinshin.
Yeah, that's great, Lisa. So maybe we'll be in touch then.
I hope so. Yeah, it'd be great.
Let's talk some more.
Yes, let's do that. And thank all of you guys for joining us today right here on Empower Radio. You can reach me, Lisa Campion, at lisacampion.com. Come and check me out. I got some interesting stuff going on my website, too. And
thank you for joining us today on The Miracle of Healing, where we are healing the planet one person at a time right here on Empower Radio.